T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
By Andrew Brandt. He is the former vice president of the Green Bay Packers. He's written for Sports Illustrated and The Athletic, and right now he's a professor of sports law at Villanova University. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, happy to be with you guys.
Let me start out with the big question, obviously, out here in the Bay, and it's about Jimmy Garoppolo's future. I'm sure you're familiar with the drafting of Trey Lance, what they gave up for Trey Lance, Jimmy's contract situation next year. How do you – and now he's got him in the division round, Jimmy Garoppolo. How do you see this playing out?
Well, it's so interesting, this game, for a lot of reasons. It really is two quarterbacks that have been – I guess let me put it this way. These two quarterbacks, their replacements, their succession plan is in place, and it has been in place. The only question is when, right? The only question – when Jordan Love replaces Aaron Rodgers, Trey Lance replaces Jimmy Garoppolo, we know those are going to happen, 100% in my mind. The only question has been and continues to be when. In Garoppolo's case, it's obviously more of a factor than in Rodgers because of the resources. When you take a quarterback that high in the draft and you trade up, meaning that you had to give up another number one pick to get there, that's a serious commitment. And that commitment means he's going to play. I would guess that would mean next year, because it's rare indeed for a quarterback to sit 1 year. You know, all the other quarterbacks, as everyone knows, in the 2021 draft were playing by early in the season, except for Trey Lance. So this is something where I would expect them to move on. And then it becomes draft choice compensation. What can you get? How high can you get for Garoppolo? How does that go? How's the trade market? All of those things.
Andrew, let's talk Aaron Rodgers. We all know he had the rocky offseason. And I'll never forget, I was telling my partner week one, people were doubting him if he was invested in football because they lost. And now, as spectacular as he is, here we are. But I'm talking about the podcast. You know, the innuendos in regard to his future. How do you think he's endured himself to Packer Nation, or how would you grade how he's handled his future off the field this season?
Well, I think let's go back, because we'll go back all the way to 2020. They take Jordan Love. I was there 15 years ago. We took Aaron Rodgers. Brett Favre was livid. His agent was livid. They called me right away. It was very uncomfortable for a long period of time. Aaron, the best we can tell, was a good soldier the entire 2020 year and then started making noise in 2021. And I think what he was asking the Packers, who couldn't answer really, it's like, what's the plan here? You know, you drafted my replacement. What's the plan? And I think the plan for the Packers was, we don't want to move to Love yet because we want you. You're going to take us to a Super Bowl, we think. You're the MVP. Why not? But Aaron would probably say, well, it doesn't help me much. Right? If you're going to replace me. So I never thought that Aaron would not play for the Packers this year because he had no options, right? He was not going to retire, and Packers weren't going to trade him. So there you go. Now we get to next year, and who knows? I mean, I have been kind of holding my guns to the fact that I do think the Packers' plan has been to move to Love in 2022. And I know everyone's coming at me, well, they're getting along so well, they love each other, the team's so great, how could they move on from Aaron? I get all that, but that's kind of a fan media point of view. If you're in the front office, you have a plan. And I think the plan has been to move to Love in 2022. Again, that's 2 years. Like I said, I don't think first-round quarterbacks ever last for more than a year since Aaron Rodgers. But I think that was a long time ago. So I still see him moving to another team in 2022.
Former Green Bay Packers Vice President Andrew Brandt joining us on 95.7 The Game. You got me a little bit curious now about the Favre situation. Did you tell Favre, and was his agent Buss Cook back at the time, if I may have that right, but did you tell Favre,
yeah,
hey, look, this is what we're going to do, try not to worry about it?
No. Well, first of all, yeah, Buss. I dealt with Buss hundreds of times over my career with Brett. I mean, and no, you don't tell him, and I don't think the Packers told Rodgers about Love. We were in a situation differently 15 years ago, 16 years ago, where two things happened that night. I've told this story many times. Number one, all the players we had rated first round, except for one, were off the board. And the other thing that happened was that one was a quarterback where all these teams that promised him they would take him never did. So we're looking at taking a quarterback.
Right.
We have the most durable quarterback in the history of the sport. He's 36 years old, and he wasn't happy. Of course, we didn't tell him. We didn't know we were going to take quarterback. So we took him because he was the best player available, even though we had absolutely no need for that position. And, of course, it turned out okay. We turned out the best player in football fell in our lap. But these things happen. And I spent 3 years in my career taking calls from Brett's camp every week. Like, you know, this stinks coming into work every day and sitting with my replacement and taking calls from Aaron's camp. Like, what am I ever going to play? And I would think this has to be going on with the Packers again and with the 49ers.
Yeah.
And it happened with Garoppolo in New England. These are tough situations that teams have to manage.
Well said, Andrew. Let me ask you about Deebo Samuel. I told my partner, he's so unique, Andrew. When you watch him play the game of football, is he opening up a whole lane for receivers to come out / running backs? Because I know he's not Devontae Adams or Jerry Rice, but what makes him so special? And do you think we're going to see more Deebo Samuels coming out of college?
Yeah, I mean, I think the word that scouts use talking about him that have told me about him is ferocity and velocity. There's just he plays the game like a defensive player. He just sort of really goes at people. And that's a unique talent. What's amazing about Samuel, and we're going to see if it lasts through tomorrow night, is that defenses know it's coming, right?
Yeah.
So the 49ers have been successful with not a lot of options, right? They use Samuel, they use Kittle, they run with Mitchell. This is not a diverse offense. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see if the Packers key on Samuel, but you would think a lot of teams have tried that. It did seem the Cowboys took away Kittle, but they obviously couldn't handle Samuel.
Andrew, let me ask you this about Kyle Shanahan, and I've kind of been poking around with this question because I'm kind of interested in it. You know, the 49ers obviously lost Mostert before the season started, and then Mitchell, their rookie, got a little banged up early, and that's when Shanahan started using Deebo Samuel in the backfield. Would any other coach in the NFL, you think, have tried that or would have done that?
Not sure. Good question. I mean, I think you operate talent wherever you got it. I know the Packers have used Randall Cobb in that role. It's a different kind of role because Randall's more of the shifty kind than the physical kind. But yeah, you see Cordarrelle Patterson now with Atlanta. You just see teams operate with talent at different positions. You know, the whole idea is get the ball in the hands of your playmakers see if they're better athletes than the defense.
Yeah. Andrew, I need your help. I really do, because you mentioned, you know, the media, talk shows, basically what me and my partner do. And Aaron Rodgers, when you talk about just physicality, the thrower of the ball, the no throw he can't make, the ability to run and throw, he's done it all. And yet all this week I've been hearing he's only got one Super Bowl. I mean, at what point, and I don't know why that is, but I know he's one of the best quarterbacks I've laid eyes on him. Do you think there's any merit to people questioning the greatness of Aaron Rodgers? Let's just say the Packers don't get it done and he only has one Super Bowl. Where do you come down on talk like that, or do you call it nonsense?
Well, the way I come down on talk like that is, do people understand that football is not tennis? You know, football, it's not golf. You know, there's 22 players on the field. Aaron plays in half the plays at best. And I think the most amazing stat I've seen about Aaron Rodgers to this day is points scored against him in playoff games compared to points scored against Tom Brady. I think it's something like 34 average points against Aaron Rodgers in the playoffs, 18 or 17 average points against Tom Brady in the playoffs. Now, if you put that stat up there, yeah, you're going to win a lot of Super Bowls with going against 18-point teams versus 34-point teams. And you guys know it well. San Francisco is beat up on Aaron Rodgers' teams with Colin Kaepernick, with Jimmy Garoppolo, with that running game a couple years ago. And here's the breaking news. Aaron was never on the field for any of those plays against the defense. So yeah, I think you have to look at it both ways.
Andrew, thank you so much. That's very interesting, because you would think that'd be a known statistic, really. I mean, like, for example, I don't know, in baseball, you know, the pitchers that get the least amount, let's say, a run support, and it's kind of a similar situation, but it does feel like in the NFL, it's all that doesn't matter. That's just nuance. You win or you lose. That's it.
Yeah. Well, it is a team sport. I try to tell people that all the time. People ask me who's great, who's Hall of Fame, who's MVP. I just think it's kind of all like, how do you know? Because how do you know if a running back gets 1,000 yards, whether it's the running back or the line? How do you know if a receiver's killing the D-backs, if it's the scheme or the quarterback? Or I've been around football my whole life. I don't know the answer to those things. I think there are special talents. We've talked about Debo and Aaron. But, again, you're only as good as the team.
Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. Great insight. We really appreciate it. And look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, guys. I got some tweets about my newsletter. So you sign up.
Yeah, give it to me.
Andrew-Brandt.com is where you sign up for the newsletter every week.
All right. You're awesome. Back in my neck of the woods outside Philly. Huh? Are you from back there?
I moved here after moving my wife to rural Wisconsin for 10 years. She got to pick the next stop.
Okay.
She's from back Philly area.
Yeah. I love it back there, so have fun and good luck to you, man.
Thanks, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.